For some churches, the last Sunday of Easter is also called the Ascension Sunday. Okay? Pero tayo sa church natin, we celebrated the Feast of the Ascension noong Thursday. Okay? Then, after Thursday, magbibilang tayo ng 10 days. Okay? Then we will be celebrating Pentecost already. So, from Thursday, 10 days after, it will fall on a Sunday. Kaya magkakaroon ng tinatawag na Pentecost Sunday. Okay? So, hindi natin sinle-celebrate yung Ascension, the Feast of the Ascension, on a Sunday. But for some churches, the Feast of the Ascension is celebrated on the Sunday after, okay, the Feast of the Ascension. Now, we are now transitioning to the next phase of our journey. Remember, we started out with Advent, preparing our hearts for the coming of the King. Then we celebrated Christmas, okay? And the truth behind that celebration is that God is with us, our Emmanuel. Hindi tayo iniiwan ng Diyos. That is the message of Christmas. Then right after Christmas, we have the season of Epiphany, that Christ, God who is with us, it is seen in our life. Nakikita yan sa buhay natin. Amen? Then after Epiphany, we went to a period of preparation again. Kaya nagkaroon tayo ng Kwaresma. Okay? A preparation for the Holy Week. Okay? In Holy Week, once again, nakita natin that this God who is with us, who is manifested to us, is the same God who went to the cross for us. That's why on Good Friday, we celebrated the crucifixion of Christ on the cross. Okay? Kaya tinawag natin Good Friday. Bakit good? Kasi mayad parakaton. Okay? It is a sad event. It was a painful event for Him. But it was good for us. Because in dying on the cross, Jesus destroyed our death forever. Amen? Sinira ni Lord yung kamatayan. Okay? That's why the scripture says that if we believe in Christ, we will not die. Amen? Now the question is, do you believe that? Naniniwala ka ba dyan? Okay? It is the truth. Okay? Now, after the crucifixion, a few days later, we celebrated Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Christ. Ito yung season na nasaan tayo, resurrection. Christ, when He died for us, He rose again from the dead for us. In dying, He destroyed our death. In rising to life, Jesus gives us eternal life. Amen? We were given life. Nagkaroon tayo ng buhay. And we've learned in Easter, the season of Easter, ang pinapaalala sa atin is this, bagong buhay ang binigay ng Diyos sa atin. So dapat magbago din tayo. Magbago tayo ng pananaw sa buhay. Okay? The new life that Christ has given to us, it should be lived out, pinamumuhay natin araw-araw. Ang problema sa atin, kahit na bago ng buhay na binigay ng Diyos sa atin, we continue to live in the old life. Amen? Because we don't want to change. Okay? That's why tinuro sa atin itong Easter na to, reminding us that we have new life in Christ, we have resurrection life in Christ. Now start living that resurrection life. And how do we do that? We learn by doing that by obeying Jesus. Okay? By following Jesus and dying to ourselves. Then, after the resurrection, 40 days after nung Thursday, celebrate natin the Feast of the Ascension. Jesus rising up to heaven. Okay? And next Sunday will be Pentecost Sunday. Kaya hindi natatapos. Okay? Walang katapusan. God is giving us gifts. And pagbigay ng Diyos ng regalo sa iyo, you will be overwhelmed by the gifts. Sasabihin mo kay Lord, Lord, ang dami naman ito. Sasabihin ni Lord, marami ba? O eto, dagdagan pa natin. Amen? Ganyan kagalante ang Diyos sa atin. He gives us gifts. Amen? And His supply of gifts for us does not run out. So today, we review the event of the Ascension. Tingnan natin. Let us look closely to the Ascension of the Lord and what does it signify in our life. What does it have to do with Pentecost next Sunday? Okay? Our first reading talks about the account when Christ has risen from the dead, when He ascended to heaven. Sabi sa scriptures, in our first reading, sinasabi doon, now when Christ ascended to heaven, maraming disciples ang nakatingin. They watched Christ ascend to heaven. They witnessed Christ ascending to heaven. And that event of the ascension, pagkatapos nilang nakita si Lord na nag-ascend sa langit, ayaw nilang umalis doon. At nakatingala pa rin sila sa langit. Then an angel appeared to them. And the angel said, ano pang ginagawa niyo dito? What are you doing here? Parang sa simbahan din minsan. Pag nagsimba tayo, we get so overwhelmed with our joy that sometimes you don't want to go home. Gusto natin nandito lang tayo. Kaya sinasabi ng dito, ng diko natin, you go. Okay? Pinapaalis tayo ng diko. Go into the world and serve the Lord. Okay? Don't stay here. Ganon din nangyari sa kanila. Nandun sila sa bundok, nakita nila si Lord, taken up to heaven, and nung hindi na nila nakikita si Lord, nandun pa rin sila nakatingala. Then the angel said, you go. Okay? Because in the same way you see Jesus go up to heaven, the same way you will see Him also come down from heaven. Yan yung first reading natin. And what I would like you to understand about the first reading, sabi doon, that when they came home, they were overjoyed. Okay? They were full of joy. And dahil full of joy sila, they came together and they pray together. Amen? So the first thing we have to realize for all of us who look to the heavens for the coming of Christ, for all of us in the church who are witnesses, we may not have seen, hindi natin nakita ng mga mata natin, pero dama ng mga puso natin. We know Jesus ascended to heaven. And if we believe that, our life should be marked by joy. Amen? Magkakaroon ng joy ang buhay natin. And that joy we have, malalaman natin pag may joy tayo because we will always come together. That's one of the things na dapat natin maintindihan. Kasi minsan, sinasabi natin, well, I'm joyful, masaya ako, yuto. And tumatawa, nakangiti. Pero sasabihin ko sa inyo, hindi lahat ng tumatawa ay maligaya. Amen? Not everyone who laughs is joyful. Okay? Amen? Minsan nga, may nakatabi akong taong umiiyak. The person was crying. And nung pag-upo ko, tinanong ko yung tao, sabi ko, kumusta ka? How are you? Tapos sabi niya sa akin, okay lang. Okay lang, sir. Umiiyak siya. So, hinawakan ko siya, sabi ko, it's okay. And sabi niya talagang okay. I just passed the board exam. Okay, mahirap lang yung pamilya nila. Napasa niya yung board exam. Nag-jeep lang siya. Okay, nung nakuha niya yung result, nag-jeep lang siya, uuwi siya sa probinsya nila to inform his parents that he just passed the board exam. Kaya iyak siya ng iyak. You know? Minsan pag ang taong umiiyak, hindi ibig sabihin malungkot yan. Okay, umiiyak siya. And it was so natural na lapitan mo yung taong umiiyak. Pero pag yung taong katabi mo, tumatawang mag-isa, ay nakakatakot yun. Okay? Kasi hindi lahat ng tumatawa masaya. Minsan yung iba, may sayad lang. Okay? So again, the true mark of joy in the life of people, makita natin sa Book of Acts, itong first reading natin, they went home and because they were so joyful, they came together. Nagsasama. Kaya minsan, pag may Kristiyanong sinasabi, hindi lang ako magsimba, Father. Dito na lang ako sa bahay. Nandito naman si Jesus. At meron naman akong Bible. Wala lang tinapay. Okay? Tatawag na lang ako sa church. Magpapahatid ako ng tinapay dito. So, kompleto na siya. Ang tanong ko dyan, bakit ayaw mo pumunta sa church? May sakit ka ba? Wala naman. Ba't ayaw mo pumunta? Ang dami kasing ipokrito sa church. Sabi ko, marami pa namang lugar para sa isa pa. Ba't ayaw mo mag-join? Okay? Diba? Lahat naman tayo makasalanan dito. Sino ba sa inyong walang kasalanan dito? Wala nang taas ng kamay? Ibig sabihin, makasalanan tayong lahat? Amen. All of us are sinners. All of us, may bahid tayo ng pagkaipokrito. Amen? Do you know that? Do you know that? Oh, tingnan nyo yung buhok ko ngayon. Tingnan nyo yung itsura ko ngayon. Ang gwapo ko. Hindi naman ganyan araw-araw ang mukha ko. Nagpapagwapo lang ako kasi magkakasama tayo. Pero sa totoo, hindi ako naglalagay ng hairspray pag ako lang mag-isa. We all have a touch of hypocrisy. Ang ito pang masama, lahat tayo may bahid ng katangahan din. Right? Sabi ni Pope Francis, all of us have a touch of stupidity. Lahat tayo. Huwag mo lang araw-arawin. Okay? May katangahan tayo. Alam natin dapat tayo magdasal, hindi tayo nagdadasal minsan. Diba? Diba? O wala na nagre-raise ng kamay. Ako lang siguro, minsan. Okay? We know we have to come to church. We know we have to worship God. Alam natin yan. Pero minsan, absent pa rin tayo. Diba? Anong tawag dyan? Ha? Okay? We all have stupidity. But praise God, God loves us as we are. Mahal tayo ng Diyos at tanggap na ng Diyos yung katangahan natin. Kaya nga hindi tayo iiwan ng Diyos. Hindi tayo pababayaan ng Diyos because kailangan natin magbago. At sa pagbabago na yan, kailangan natin siyang kasama. Kung hindi natin siya kasama at wala tayong gabay, hindi magbabago ang buhay natin. Amen? So, the apostles, because they were so joyful, they came together. That's why ang simbahan, ang pagsisimba natin sa Linggo, hindi lang to dahil sa Eucharist, sa tinapay, saka sa wine. We come here because pinagsasaluhan natin. Our fellowship. Amen? Pag umuwi ka sa bahay, hindi lang yan dahil may pagkain ang bahay mo. Umuwi ka sa bahay dahil may kasama kang kumakain sa bahay. Amen? Yung pagsasalo. Kaya minsan sinasabi natin mga Pilipino, kahit tuyo lang ang ulam, kung yung kasama mong kumakain ay mahal na mahal mo, lasang lechon na rin yan. Okay, sumasarap yung pagkain. Kahit tuyo lang yan, kung merong pagmamahalan sa loob ng bahay. Do you understand what I'm saying? So joy is marked by our coming together. And the scripture says, they came together and they prayed together. Okay? Sino sa inyong sanay magdasal araw-araw? Mag-isa. Okay. Sino sa inyong nagdadasal na may kasama din araw-araw? Konti na lang. Okay? Meron. Okay? Because the joy that God has given to us, it also creates in us a hunger to not just fellowship, to not just be with one another, but to pray together. Amen? Our second reading, ano bang sinasabi sa second reading natin? That the apostles, okay, sinulat ni Peter, sabi niya, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, there will be a persecution in your life. Alam niyo ba yan? O baka may nagsabi sa inyo na, tanggapin mo si Lord at pag natanggap mo ang Diyos, wala ka ng problema sa buhay. May nagsabi ba niyan? May nagsabi ba sa inyo niyan? Sa akin, may nagsabi niyan. Tanggapin mo si Jesus, pag tinanggap mo si Jesus sa buhay mo, wala ka ng problema sa buhay. And I found out it's not true. Nung tinanggap ko si Jesus, mas dumami ang problema ko sa buhay. Okay? But the thing is, when you receive Christ into your life, sinabi dito, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Pag bato naton sa Ginoo, ang balaan ng Espiritu Santo, naga-tiner, kag nagapuyo sa aton nga tagipusoon. He stays with us. And because the Holy Spirit is there, He changes your life. Babaguhin niyang buhay mo. And the world cannot accept that. Kaya merong persecutions. May mga panglalait ka matitikman. Okay? But sinabi dito ni St. Peter, sabi niya, but do not worry about these things. Overcome them because you will have the joy of the Holy Spirit in you also. So makikita natin sa buhay ng mga apostles niyan, no? When they received the Holy Spirit into their lives on Pentecost, they were persecuted. Some of them has to go through a violent persecution. Pero makita mo sa buhay nila, kahit anong nangyayari sa buhay nila, the joy they have enabled them to conquer. Amen? That's why joy, peace that God gives us in the Holy Spirit is not the absence of problem. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, enables us to live in spite of the problems in our life. Kaya pag nagpray tayo, may nagturo sa akin, huwag daw tayong magpipray na, Lord, tanggalin mo ang mga problema ko. Huwag daw tayong magpray ng ganyan. Kasi minsan, may mga problema na talagang kailangan natin. Amen? Actually, hindi siya problema. But it is a way of God of strengthening you. Kaya huwag daw tayong magpipray na, Lord, tanggalin mo tong problema na to. Ang ipagpipray natin palagi, Lord, give me the strength. Amen? Give me the strength to endure these problems I face that I may learn from them. Yan ang dapat na prayer natin. And so, our gospel today, Jesus Christ revealed the secret of eternal life. Nung sinabi niya, the eternal life, anong eternal life? Anong buhay na walang hanggan? What is it? In essence, sabi niya, to know God and to know Jesus Christ, the one He sent, is eternal life. Amen? Eternal life is not just blessing and blessing. Eternal life is not about, you know, just having fun in life. Eternal life is to really know God. Okay? Talagang magkakilala. Eternal life is relationship with God. Now, why do I say this? Because the ascension of the Lord, it means that we have to let go. Okay? Diba nung sinabi ni Jesus, I am now going to my Father. Iyak nang iyak yung mga apostles, nalulungkot sila. Para silang mga bata, nasasabihin ng nanay nila, anak, dito ka muna ha, bibili lang ako ng tinapay para sa'yo. Iiyak yung bata. Tapos puntahan mo yung bata, bakit ka umiiyak? Iniwan ako ng nanay ko. Eh yung nanay niya nasa tindahan lang, bumibili ng tinapay para sa kanya, umiiyak na siya. Weakling. Okay? That's why when Jesus said, I'm going back to the Father, lungkot na lungkot yung mga apostles. Napapaiyak sila. Pero sabi ni Lord, it is to your advantage that I go. Because if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. Amen? So the Feast of the Ascension is also about letting go. Letting go of our old understanding of God. Kaya ang tanong sa atin palagi ng Panginoon, sino ba ako sa iyo? Tinatanong mo bang sarili mo niyan araw-araw? Alam natin si Kristo Diyos. Alam natin na ang Diyos ang may likha ng lupa at langit. Alam natin ang Diyos ay mapagmahal. Pero ikaw, sa'yo, sino ang Diyos sa'yo? Anong pagkakilala mo ng Diyos? Okay? And sometimes, we hold on to notions of God. Like for example, akala ko noon na pag tinanggap ko si Kristo, okay, wala na akong gagawin. Sa gusto't hindi, pupunta na ako sa langit dahil tinanggap ko si Lord. Amen? That's what I understand. Wala akong gagawin. Just receive Jesus in your life, you will go to heaven already. That is my understanding when I first received Christ in my life. But as I begin to grow, I begin to realize that that is not true. When you receive Jesus into your life, it entails so much responsibility in our life. We have to follow Him every day. Hindi pwedeng tanggapin mo si Jesus, hindi ka naman susunod sa Kanya. Okay? Amen? I begin to understand that when you receive Christ into your life, eto, iba sa inyo, masyashock. Masyashock kayo. Alam nyo ba pag tinanggap mo si Kristo sa buhay mo, hindi pwede na hindi mo patatawarin ang mga nagkakasala sa'yo. Alam nyo ba yan? Anong mangyayari pag hindi kayo nagpatawad? Ha? Ano mangyayari? If you do not forgive men their sins, God will not forgive you your sins. Pero, yung pagkakakilala ko sa Diyos, tanggapin ko lang siya. Kahit nagalit ako sa mga tao at hindi ako magpapatawad, akyat ako ng langit. That is how I understand. But now, you have to let go of that. That is not who God is to you. Amen? The God that I have, the God that you have, is a God who demand that we love one another. If someone sinned against you have to forgive that person. Amen? So that is what it means to ascend. To let go of certain things in your life. Bitawan mo na yan kasi hindi yan maganda para sa'yo. Hindi yan mabuti para sa'yo at mali yan para sa'yo. You have to let go of it. Kaya nung umakyat si Jesus sa langit, the apostles joyfully released Christ when He went to heaven. And so what happened? 10 days after, the Holy Spirit came. Okay? And when the Holy Spirit came into their life, it changed their life forever. Yung mga dating duwag, eh nako, nung dumating yung Holy Spirit, hindi na sila duwag. Ang tatapang na nila. Yung mga dating hindi marunong magmahal, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they were even laying down their lives for their love for others. Amen? It changed you. It will change you forever. But first, we have to learn to let go. Bitawan muna natin yung mga maling pagkakaunawa. Mga maling understanding of who God is. Let go of God. And allow the Holy Spirit to come and renew, okay, your understanding. Bibigyan ng liwanag yung pag-iisip natin. That is very important. Pag hindi maliwanag ang isip, anong sinasabi ko? Pag hindi maliwanag ang isip, didilim ang puso. Pag madilim ang puso, walang kaligtasan para sa'yo. If we do not allow the light of Christ to shine in our mind, to bring illumination in our mind, our hearts will remain in darkness. Amen? So let us prepare ourselves in a few days' time. Next Sunday, we'll be celebrating Pentecost. But today, let us begin to let go. Okay? Release your old understanding of who God is and begin to find out in your life sino ba talaga si Jesus para sa'yo. Amen.